Paranormal King Radio Network at ParanormalKing.com.
Welcome to the Paranormal News Insider for the week of October 23rd, 2018. And this is episode number 373. And this is your host, as always, Dr. Brian D. Parsons. Yes, we're 1 week and 1 day away from the big day of the year. No, it's not Christmas. No, it's not New Year's. But yes, Halloween is just around the corner. That's our big holiday here for the Paranormal News Insider. And anybody else that's involved in the paranormal, that is our big day. Yeah, it's like Christmas and New Year's and your birthday all wrapped up into one. It's the big event for us, and it's nice because it's the end of the silly season for a lot of us that are out there, and those of us that go out and speak, or we're on the radio, we do different shows or appearances or different things like that. Everybody wants our attention. But November 1st, nobody cares. But that's fine. Get a bit of rest and relaxation and get ready for 2019. But here on the Paranormal News Insider, we've got a long way to go before the end of the year, really. Some of the hardest work is going to be coming up for me in December when I do the Top 10 Paranormal News Countdown. And if you're a fan of the show, you've heard that in years past. It's pretty good. It's pretty fun. I enjoy it, and I know that you are going to enjoy it too. So tonight, we have an interesting mixture of stories that kind of bordering here on Halloween-type stories. We've got some alien black cats on the prowl in Scotland, and stirring the media. We got some flashing lights over the skies of New Jersey. And who out there believes in ghosts? Do you believe in ghosts? Do you believe in ghosts? You guys see where I'm pointing out there? I don't know. Yeah, we have a new 2018 survey that has arrived. And a couple of new surveys, actually. And I'll be talking about a couple of them, including one of my favorites that talks about fear. We've talked about that the last few years. So what are you afraid of? Yes, and we'll also talk about witchcraft. Somebody else has been arrested for witchcraft. So it's a little spooky story here tonight, right here on the Paranormal News Insider, right here on Paranormal King Radio Network. And we're at ParanormalKing.com if you're interested in coming out and hanging out with us tonight in the chat room. Now, I do have one big, I don't know if I call it big. It's a nice announcement because I haven't been able to make this kind of announcement in quite a while since about three months ago when I decided to join the Paranormal King Radio Network. I have a new place for you to listen to the show. That's right. I have now put the Paranormal News Insider is now available through Spotify. So if you're a listener on Spotify, whether online or through an app, you're in luck. And if that's your favorite way to listen to music and podcasts, well, yeah, you're definitely in luck because the Paranormal News Insider is now officially online on Spotify. You know, I've tried to get this show to be available on as many different platforms as possible since I know, we all have our own ways of listening to music and podcasts. We all have our favorite place to go. Maybe you have your favorite show that you like to stalk. Yes, you stalkers. But maybe kind of conform that to that particular show. And so you download an app that has that show on there quite a bit. I get that. I totally understand it. So as far as this show is concerned, it's recorded live. And then it's uploaded on my end to Podbean. And from Podbean, it goes to Spreaker, Stitcher, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and another huge number of different podcasting websites. I can't even keep count of these different ones that are out there anymore. So many websites and apps. as well as to my website, the official website of the Paranormal News Insider, which is paranewsinsider.com, and also on the YouTube page as well. So it's out there. And again, I know people have their favorite. So I've added Spotify now, and it's so it'll be uploaded pretty much right after I get done doing it on Podbean, which is about an hour after the show is over, right here. But that's your incentive. If you want to hear the news live, yeah, get over to ParanormalKing.com and listen to it live. Join us in the chat room. It's a fun bunch. It is a fun bunch. They do get a little rowdy every now and again. We have to calm them down, throw pumpkins at them, or whatever we have to do to get them in line. But it is a fun bunch. They ask some good questions. And if you're also in the chat room, you are privy to some extra links and sometimes photographs that I add, that I do some extra little research on the side. And got a little carried away last week. I had a lot of pictures and a lot of information. So what I actually did was I actually wrote a blog piece and posted the blog for the news of last week, which is not something that I normally do. But I really felt like, since I kind of teased it and I taunted you here on the show, since I had a lot of photographs, that I go ahead and do that just to see how you guys reacted, you guys liked it. I didn't get a whole lot of feedback from it, but it's, again, that's something I haven't done. So I did want to mention it here on the show, that if you kind of want to see a little bit of a breakdown of these pictures and a little bit of what I'm talking about here, instead of having to listen, you just, maybe you're somebody who likes to read, you can read about the show as well. I think it's a different edition. It's maybe something I'll do every now and again. I don't know if I'll do it each and every week. I should be able to do it for this week's show as well. I got a couple of pictures coming up tonight. But again, I'm excited that the show is now available on Spotify. And also, if you listen live, it's the preferred way. I enjoy doing the show live. I have done, this is, how many shows am I at? I forget already. I've lost count. I don't even know where I'm at. 373 shows. That's a lot of stuff. But in all reality, I've only been doing this live since show number 231. So the first 230 episodes of the Paranormal News Insider were actually pre-recorded, which, it was fun in its own right. I got to add music in the background, some sound effects, just some silly stuff. And I liked doing that. I thought it was great. But I really enjoy bringing the show to you live. It's just a different feeling. It's a different kind of, I don't know. It's just a different feeling. For me, I enjoy it immensely. I think it's much better. And you're getting basically up-to-the-minute news and information. Sometimes I'm on the internet before I even come on the air. I'm writing and doing notes, and people in the chat room like Dita are yelling at me, "Hey, how come you're not responding? I'm saying good evening to you, and you're not paying attention." Well, I'm actually probably reading something or getting ready some extra notes or a late-breaking story, which I've had quite a few of those. So, yeah, that's another reason why I enjoy doing it live. But that's not it, because the show is also on the Paranormal King Radio Network, so it's uploaded through that as well, and goes out to all sorts of corners of the internet through the Paranormal King Radio Network. So, as an individual show producer, I like to do that, promote my own show, get my show out there, and as well as mention my network that supports me as well. So we're a big one happy family. It's fantastic. And as far as Spotify is concerned, already in the first 24 hours, I had a listener in Sweden. So I don't know any Swedish language, but I appreciate you in Sweden out there who's listening to the show. That's awesome. I think that's really, really cool. In the first few hours that it was available, I think it was like 4 or 5 episodes, which is fantastic. And I know that sounds creepy, that I'm spying on people who are listening on the show, but I enjoy that, and I think that's fantastic. Love you, Sweden. Thank you. As always, I have a lot of European listeners, which is fantastic. Anyway, events listing, not updated. I'm a little bit behind on that. I didn't get around to it. I was playing a game on my phone, answering some emails today when I got home from work, and finishing up a show and had some dinner. I mean, come on, cut me some slack. But I will get that updated. It's not really too much to update, just to crossing out a couple of dates. And I'm going to be working on 2019 pretty soon. I'm going to actually look at probably next couple of weeks, because I have a little announcement, but I'm going to hold off for a second here. Westerville Public Library. Well, I guess this announcement will take care of itself here. So I will be I sound like I'm all over the place here. Let's focus here. Westerville Public Library next Tuesday night, October 30th. Dia de los Muertos. So the Halloween Eve, I guess you could call it. Be live down there at the Westerville Public Library, presenting on cryptozoology, cryptids in Ohio. So obviously, with that little bit of announcement, I've been talking about that for weeks now. You guys probably get tired of me sometimes talking about where I'm going to be. That's fine. It's my show. If you don't want to hear it, you can get your own show. Just kidding. Don't. Don't. Keep listening here. So obviously, next Tuesday night, I'm not going to be here live behind the mic. But rest assured, you know, I just talked about doing pre-recorded shows and doing things live. Sometimes doing a pre-recorded show is sometimes the best thing to do, especially when you're going to do a Halloween special, which is what you're going to get next week. You're going to get a special edition of the Paranormal News Insider, and it's going to be the same time. So show up. I probably won't be in the chat room. I think my presentation will be over by 8 o'clock. So I don't know. Maybe I'll try to drive home, one hand on the wheel, one hand on the chat room. We'll see what happens next Tuesday night. But definitely tune in. If not that night, then, sometime in the next few days for that. It's going to be a Halloween special. I've done those before. If you've been a fan of the show for any period of time, I always get a little weird around Halloween with the show's sound effects and spooky stories and all kinds of stuff. And last couple of years, I've brought you some old-time favorite radio shows that I've put on here. So we'll see what happens next week. I can't tell you. Can't break the secret. But it's going to be an interesting show nonetheless. Maybe a little bit of news. I don't know. We'll see what happens between now and Tuesday. But also, after that, I'm going to be taking the week after off. So November 6th, you know, I got to get out there and vote. So I won't be here behind the mic. I need a week off, I guess. I don't know. Got to get ready, I guess. I don't know what I'll be doing, but that's great to have another week off. I got a lot of some other things to do outside of the paranormal, getting ready for, I know the World Series is starting tonight. Here I go. It's like squirrels running around the studio right now. But yes, the World Series is underway right now as we speak, or at least as I speak, unless you're talking to me or yourself, which is fine. Go ahead and do that. But the World Series starts tonight, and I'm predicting that Boston will win in seven. Yes, it's now official because I just said it live on the air in front of thousands of listeners. I think the Red Sox are going to pull it off in seven games. I think they're going to win tonight. LA is going to win the next two, and a lot of people are going to start thinking that LA is going to win it. But Boston is going to claw back in it, and they'll win. They'll win it all. Game seven, they're going to win it. I'm actually going to be playing baseball in January at a fantasy camp for the Cleveland Indians. I'm excited about that, so I kind of got to get it in shape. So I'm in a shape right now, and it's not the shape that I want to be in. So, yeah, I'll be doing some practicing that week. So that's one of the reasons why I'll be out. But fear not. After that, it's also a week for me to get my stories together to get ready for, yes, the top 10 paranormal news stories of 2018. And I generally take a week off around this time to get all that ready for you guys, the listeners. And it's a lot of work. I think I had 163 pages worth of material last year that I had to comb through, to come up with my top 10. So looking forward to that. And with that, we're going to jump in both feet. And we're going to be talking some paranormal news. So cryptid news this week. Well, we've got some big cat and black cat sightings. And it's interesting that this story is kind of here because a couple of weeks ago when I was at the Albert Witch Festival in Columbia, Pennsylvania, I was talking about big cat and black cat sightings. It was my presentation there, and a lot of people were really, really interested in this. And it's not something that you get to hear at most paranormal conventions. And it's really nothing new, especially in the United Kingdom, especially ABCs. They call those alien big cats on the United Kingdom, which is pretty cool. I like that. Learn your ABCs, your alien big cats. Unfortunately, and the reason behind that, these large cat sightings referred to as alien big cats, is because the United Kingdom has long since hunted its native species to extinction. Although there was a lot of wild cats that hold on, but those guys are no larger than your regular run-of-the-mill house cat. And if you saw one in the wild, you'd have a hard time differentiating that from a regular domesticated house cat. But these other big cat sightings include everything from lions to tigers, no, not bears, to lynx as well as black panthers. And just to kind of clarify a little bit, black panthers, kind of for the sake of definition, are not a distinct species. So the black panther isn't a specific kind of cat, but it's actually the melanistic variant of any of the Panthera species of big cats. And the Panthera, the actual Panthera genus includes lions, tigers, no, not bears, leopards, jaguars, and snow leopards. Now, of these, only the leopards and jaguar of these species appear completely black with the pure melanism. Although these, they're not actually totally black. So if you see one up close or you get to see some of these pictures and you see it at the right angle, you can see their, I guess what you call spots, they're actually called rosettes. And their rosettes appear on their hides. So you can see them, but they're really blended in. They're very dark, but you can see them when you're up close. So if you get to pet the kitty, you get to see the rosettes. Now, these cats appear black because of the excess melanin, which is actually an adaptive genetic mutation that allows these cats to be able to blend in, especially where thick jungles occur. So the majority of black panthers are actually leopards, which isn't a huge amount of them, actually. It's about 11 and 13%. It depends on where you get your information from. And especially leopards, obviously, that live in the jungles of Asia. So they happen in Asia more often than leopards that live in Africa due to the thicker jungle. Not that I can attest to that. That's just what I read. That's just what I researched here. Jaguars only appear melanistic in about 6% of their total population. Although, again, leopards are not as rare, but they're still right around 10, 12%, depending upon where you find your stats. The United Kingdom has enacted some tough laws concerning the private ownership of exotic animals, including cats. And that kind of began back in around 1976 with the Dangerous Wild Animals Act of 1976. That, as far as big cats goes, states that lions, leopards, jaguars, tigers, and other large cats cannot be owned by private menageries. So where would these mysterious cats come from? I don't know. I don't know either. They could be escapees from zoos. Well, certainly the zoo would know that a cat would has been, you know, escaped, and they would obviously put that out in the press. It wouldn't just be randomly seen by somebody. So certainly these would be reported. I mean, could they have come here on their own? Well, probably not, but pretty much impossible. They're not going to just spontaneously start appearing out of nowhere or swim across the English Channel or swim across the Atlantic Ocean or I don't know where else they'd swim in from or, you know, hop on a boat. I don't know. I don't think that would happen. Could they have been escapees or maybe dumped exotic pets that have bred in the wild since 1976? Well, I guess that's possible that some exotic cats may have lived in the wild after these tough laws were passed. I mean, it is known that some big cats were dumped off into the wild during this time, but for them to breed in the wild and exist for this long without being discovered, very unlikely. Very unlikely. So, all that aside, this latest story comes from the county of Ayrshire in southwest Scotland. A sighting of a purported Black Panther came in at 8:45 in the morning last Friday, October 19th, along with photos of the suspected cat at a distance, and police quickly responded. Detectives were working with the Scottish Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, the SSPCA, to locate the animal, although they eventually backed out of the search because they said that they were unequipped to deal with the large cats. Helicopters were also used in the search, which ultimately did not find any sign of a cat. Well, of a large black cat, that is. The three counties near the sightings had not issued any permits for any black cats, so the mystery continued. The police issued a warning to all residents in the area to remain vigilant, despite not finding the large cat, as it might still be out there. Social media was ablaze with a mixture of skepticism and panic, but all one could do was wait for further information. Suddenly, an 18-year-old Robbie Brown published pictures on Facebook of a black cat in a field at 1:18 p.m., and that quickly gained attention. One Facebook user called police to warn them about the sighting. Since then, the post has over 1,600 comments and had been shared almost 4,000 times. And that was a couple of days ago, so it could be a lot more than that by now. Now, the post wasn't actually meant to be serious. And of these 1,600 comments, many of them were to point out the fact that the cat was in the same pose in each picture. The tail was in the same position in the two photographs, which led many to cry fake, and others said the head was wrong or something else wasn't right about the cat. Well, they were right. Brown stepped forward and admitted that the black cat in his photos was in fact fake, and it was a metal one that he had welded in about 10 minutes. And again, if you're in the chat room, you get to see this before everybody else. You get to see this kid holding his black cat. And we'll see if this works. So yeah, he just amazingly in just 10 minutes fashioned this little black cat. It's not very big, and it's actually not even the scale that it should be for a Black Panther. Yeah, it's wrong, and it looks like a leopard to me. It looks pretty good. It's almost kind of a leopard jaguar mixture. But yeah, it's not quite right. Not quite right, but it's pretty close. I mean, if you'd change the tail a little bit, I think it would have really, and it did fool some people, but it didn't fool everybody. But what about the other black cat sighting? There's still something out there. This guy just did this to kind of sidetrack it, to kind of make fun of this a little bit. So could there still be a dangerous black cat roaming the Scottish hills? Well, I don't know, but I'm going to say probably not. So we got a picture here, another picture of a cat that was discovered, the Ayrshire cat. And you tell me, does this look like a Black Panther or not? Yeah, I didn't think so. So Tom Gatherer of the Scottish SPCA said, quote, "We have no additional reports of panther sightings in Ayrshire to our animal helpline. After reviewing the images, we believe it is a large domestic cat. Unquote. You think? Yeah, it looks like a little, it's a house cat. I can tell you that. It's pretty fat because there's a lot of mice running around up there, and there's no natural predators for these dudes. So, of course, these cats, they get a little fat. Yeah, that was horrible. I agree, but that's okay. It's early. It is early. Or it's late, depending upon how you want to look at it. So I'll post that link in the chat room. And again, I'll have that available to you guys on through social media after the show is over. During the week, I generally will put out about a story a night because I don't want to inundate you, but I want to keep all that information going throughout the week. So starting tomorrow, you'll start getting these links to these stories unless you're in the chat room. There you go, folks. And I don't want to post stuff that's, I'm not trying to tear down these stories. And there's still a lot of sightings of big cats in the United Kingdom. But this one, busted for the most part here. So, yeah, in a case you're following along with, I don't know, does paranormal and baseball go together? I don't know. If you watch the X-Files, it does. Fox Mulder was a very big fan of baseball. The Boston Red Sox are now leading 1-0, according to the chat room. I don't know. It's pretty good. It's exciting stuff. Now we're going to head into UFO news. And we're going to talk UFO sightings over the skies of northern New Jersey. Spooky stuff. So yes, UFO sightings were reported over the skies of northern New Jersey last Tuesday night, right around the time the show started. Shame on me for not jumping on the story. I didn't know. October 16th, reports began to flood into local news stations, including News 12, at around 8 p.m., and video of a strange light in the sky was uploaded to Twitter that was captured over the Golden State Parkway. The video and numerous inquiries through social media and phone calls kept the news staff at News 12 entertained even at the 11 o'clock hour, as they still didn't seem to have too much of a clue as to the origins of the light in the sky. One reporter guessed the bottom of a blimp. Okay, that's a fair guess, I guess. Probably a little out there, but that's a good guess, Bob. I don't know if his name is Bob, but it just sounds funny. One guessed drone, and all agreed it was definitely a UFO in the definition of unidentified flying object. Then they got distracted because the lights were blinking, and they kind of got into a little bit of a side comment thing going on about the lights blinking, you know, that they have to warn the other UFOs in the sky, blah, blah, blah. They just kind of went on and on. I just kind of block it out. But the story behind the blinking lights started shortly after 6 p.m. Where else but at a Home Depot? I don't know. It just did. Where supposedly two men left the store with some stolen merchandise, and one of the men pulled a knife on a loss prevention employee who attempted to stop them. That's not funny. That's bad. Been there before myself. This sent police, not on the knife end, the other end, the pointy side, not the hand side. Anyway, this sent police on a chase of the Lexus that the men got away in. So yeah, I guess you don't go to Home Depot. You're rolling a Lexus. I guess if you rob a Walmart, maybe you're in a Chevy. I don't know. Maybe that's how it works. So where are we going with this? Home Depot, robbery, UFOs in the sky. How does all this tie together? Well, the police, again, started chasing this Lexus. And after eluding the police during a car chase, the car eventually stopped and the driver and passenger tried to flee. It's never a good idea. I mean, you ever watch Cops? It never works out. So, the driver was apprehended after a very quick, very brief foot chase. The passenger, however, was able to elude police which is, yes, what led to a drone being used to help attempt to locate the other suspect. The suspect at this time, which has no name and has not yet been located. Sounded like I was talking about a Highlander song there for a second. A suspect that this time has no name. Anyway, that's going into way too deep into movie trivia right there. But yeah, they still have not found the suspect despite using a drone, which I would think would have infrared capabilities, be able to see in darkness looking for heat signatures. But apparently this guy got away. It's pretty smart. Maybe he rolled around in the mud like Predator and he hid. So that's a weird, wacky UFO story of the week. And let me grab that for you and throw that into the chat room. Gently. Gently. Don't want to hurt anybody. There it is. So yeah, see what you're missing out on. You're missing out on these awesome stories that are being distributed into the chat room here at the Paranormal King Radio Network. And there it is. See if that works. It works. Yay. All right. So UFO news, that's it. We're done there. And we're going to head into ghost news. And yes, it's almost Halloween. And it's time for another poll on who believes in ghosts. Seems like we get this every year. I don't know. Some kind of company does some sort of unscientific poll on the topic of ghosts. Well, this year, this one comes from Groupon. Yes, Groupon, the online coupon site that offers discounts to popular attractions and restaurants all over the world. And I'm not getting an endorsement from them, so I'm going to stop right there. The survey was commissioned by Groupon and conducted by market researchers OnePoll. The survey questioned 2,000 people on a variety of ghost and fear-related questions. And one of the biggest findings of the survey was that more than 60% of people admit to having seen a ghost at least at one time in their lifetime. In addition, more than 40% of those surveyed think that their pet has seen one too. I don't know if they mean dogs and cats, or maybe they mean mice and ferrets, horses. I don't know. But 60% of people admit to having seen a ghost in their lifetime. And more than 40% of those surveyed think their pets have seen one, too. According to the article on BusinessWire.com, it says, quote, the survey found that when visiting one of these attractions, people became frightened in less than 5 seconds, which is surprising since one out of three people said they lived or stayed somewhere haunted in their lifetime. Well, they're talking about haunted houses here. The top 10 fears identified by survey respondents included snakes, spiders, sharks, drowning, heights, public speaking, failure, bees, cramped spaces, and rejection. And of those 10, I've probably encountered 4 of those today. Just caught a spider, released him outside, didn't kill him. Did some public speaking earlier today for about 7 hours. And I guess I'm doing that right now as well. So that's 2, maybe a little failure and rejection rammed in there too for spite. But anyway, back to the quote. Even though snakes ranked higher than bees on the list of fears by a more than 2-to-1 margin, people said they'd rather have snakes slither all over them than be surrounded by a swarm of bees. How do most people react when they've seen a ghost? Of those who have been visited by a see-through spirit, the top responses were to scream and run away. Men were twice as likely than women to scream and run away when they saw a ghost. Other initial responses to seeing a ghost included crying, hiding, and fainting. While men are more likely to scream and run away at the sight of a ghost than women, their screams are probably less audible than women's screams. Participants were asked to rate the decibel level of their screams on a sound scale, ranging from a leaf falling to the ground to a rocket being launched. That's quite the diversity there in sound scale. Men rated their screams to the equivalent of a vacuum cleaner, and women said that they shriek. It sounds like a noisy restaurant. Unquote. Probably like a TGI Fridays. Nah. Probably more like a. Oh boy. Well, it was going to be funny, but I lost it there. I was going to say that Italian restaurant. Anyway. You know what I'm saying. But anyway, this, I don't know. This is kind of wacky. It's kind of all over the place. I get the top 10 fears. That makes sense. But scream and run away? That doesn't sound right. Because I can tell you, as a paranormal researcher, ghost investigator for the better part of 22 years, it's actually pretty rare for people to scream and run away from ghosts. More often than not, in my experience, people just kind of stand there and take it in. They're kind of confused. A lot of times they don't realize at first that it actually is a ghost until it's just about over with. When they do realize it's a ghost, they're not running away and screaming like they do on certain TV shows about ghosts. More often than not, yeah, they say, you know, it's not a poll or anything. It's not an anonymous poll. But they tell me that more often than not that they're just kind of taken in by what they're seeing. And their mind's just trying to process what they're seeing. Yeah, they're not completely relaxed. Some people are just kind of in awe. Some people are just amazed by what they see. And again, just trying to process it. So, yeah, I'm not sure if I agree with that. But on the screaming part, I don't know. Maybe. Vacuum cleaners and noisy restaurants. I don't know about that. But anyway. Not very, not quite scientific, but some interesting information nonetheless. And if you remember last year, I did cover what's called the Chapman University Survey of American Fears 2017 of Paranormal America, which they'd done a couple of years prior, I think, maybe only 1 year, I guess. Last year's survey found that 52% of respondents believe that places can be haunted by spirits. So I guess, seeing as it isn't quite as much as actually believing in ghosts, if you trust these findings. In the Chapman study, the highest belief was held in that ancient advanced civilizations, such as Atlantis, once existed with 55%. Aliens have visited Earth in our ancient past at 35%. Aliens have come to Earth in modern times at 26.2%. Some people can move objects with their minds at 25%, which is really psychokinesis. Fortune tellers and psychics can foresee the future at 19.4%. And lastly, Bigfoot is a real creature at a paltry 16.2%. Again, this was for 2017. And the Chapman University has done another paranormal survey as part of their Survey of American Fears. And they've asked the same questions this year as last year. The number one answer this year on the Paranormal America 2018 segment of the Chapman study was places can be haunted by spirits. Yes, this year up 2.2% to 57.7% and up from being the second highest belief last year all the way to number one. And the number two belief this year was that ancient advanced civilizations such as Atlantis once existed, up 1.4% to 56.9%. And aliens have visited Earth in our ancient past. This was third with 39.4%, which is up 4.4% from last year. And next is aliens have come to Earth in modern times. Yes, that's fourth with 35.1%, way up with a 8.9% increase from last year. The fifth highest belief is some people can move objects with their minds at 26.2%, which is up 1.2% from last year. And Bigfoot is a real creature. Well, it's out of the cellar from last year, now at number six with 20.7% and an increase of 4.5% from last year. And the last place belief, which I feel the same should be, is fortune tellers and psychics can foresee the future at 17.2%, which is down 2.2 from last year. So if you noticed that there was an increase in most of these numbers, yes, you are correct. Even the last one of the fortune tellers and psychics being able to foresee the future, while it did increase, decrease from last year, it's actually an increase from 2016. So looking at these stats from 2016 to now, there has been a steady increase across the board for all of the mentioned categories. So that's interesting. The one that we talked about, number one, ancient advanced, they have them ranked here as percentage of change. So ancient advanced civilizations such as Atlantis once existed. Back in 2016, was only 39.6%. It's 56.9% this year. And that's up from, the change is up 17.3%. That's pretty drastic. That's pretty big. Aliens, I should keep saying ancient aliens. Aliens have visited Earth in our ancient past. 27% in 2016, up to 41% this year. 14.4% increase over the last few years. Places can be haunted by spirits, 46.6% back in 2016. Again, number one this year, 57.7%, 11.1%. And let's see, it just kind of goes down from there. But even fortune tellers, again, up 3.1% overall in the last 3 years. So paranormal beliefs are on the rise, according to this study. But I think personally, the reason for this, now looking at the poll numbers, they've been pretty consistent with the number of people that they've polled. And they're basically just taking a cross section. So it's not like, it's not as if the more people that do this, the higher the percentages. It's just of the number of people who responded to the survey, this is what they got. But I think when you do a survey for a number of years like this, for 3 years straight, you're going to attract people that know about this and have read about this or have heard about it on some crazy Tuesday night paranormal radio show. They know about this, so they're more than likely to want to jump to respond this. Granted, this was all this. They didn't go after people from paranormal websites or anything like that. This is just random contact. This is actually a pretty scientific poll. If you actually get in there and you read about it, it's a lot of interesting points, but it's pretty scientific. So that's why I'm talking about it, because it's probably one of the more scientific polls. Yeah, I led off with a pretty non-scientific poll, although they did their best. They did their best. I just don't think they understand the topic very well. But yes, paranormal beliefs are on the rise, despite skeptics pretty much saying that they're not. A lot of people are saying that UFO sightings and paranormal belief in general is falling to the wayside, but I don't think that's true. Now, yeah, it's going up. And also fears. Fears are on the rise. According to the Chapman University Survey of American Fears, American Top Fears 2018 edition, fear is on the rise, as is fear over the environment. Now, this particular survey, looking at these numbers real quick, 1,297 people completed the survey with 1,190 results after quality control removals. There's a lot of info here, but just going to talk about this for just a couple of minutes here. This is really interesting. The environment, fears about the environment have gone up in the last couple of years. Not a single environmental concern made the top 10 list back in 2016. But in 2017, four of the top 10 fears were related to the environment. Number 3, 4, 8, and 10. Now this year, 2018, five of the top 10 fears were environmental in nature, with number 2, number 3, 7, 8, and 9. So that's interesting. By 2018, all top 10 fears were held by more than half of Americans. Put another way, by year, the top 10 fears have ranged 2016 from 35.5 to 60%, and now they're up to 73%. So Americans are becoming more afraid. And looking at this top list, there's actually 94 things that people are afraid of. So this list, a list of all the fears, percent afraid, very afraid, the number 94 item. Don't worry, I'm not going to go through all 94. The lowest one on the list is animals. And they have dogs, rats, etc. But there's other animals earlier up in this list, which is kind of weird. 3.7%. That's pretty low. 3.7%. Blood is number 93 at 6.3%. Others talking about you behind your back. That's a fear? I could care less. 6.7%. Well, I'm in the radio business, so happens quite often. Strangers, 91 at 7%. And clowns at 90, number 90 at 7.1%. So people are slightly more afraid of clowns than they are strangers. Number 89 is sexual harassment in the workplace, 7.5%. Number 88, ghosts. Ghosts, 8.3%. So people are a little bit more afraid of ghosts than they are clowns. And more afraid of ghosts than animals. Wow, some of these are pretty bad. The 86, whites no longer being the majority in the U.S., 9.4%. Sharing a restroom with a transgender person, number 85, 9.5%. That was a big deal a couple of years ago. Apparently not so much nowadays. So again, we had ghosts at 8.3%. Looking through this list, these are interesting here. So flying, a lot of people are afraid of flying, but that's only 12.7% here. Needles, put me on that list. I'm afraid of needles. No way. No thanks. I do not like crocheting at all. 12.9%. Germs, 13.2 at number 80. Number 79, people are afraid. 14.2% of those polled are afraid of God. Get your life together. That's all I have to say. The apocalypse, Armageddon, number 78 at 16.4%. Tied with, tied with extreme environmentalists, both at 16.4%. I don't get that one. I mean, extreme environmentalists, the apocalypse, Armageddon. Okay. I mean, the apocalypse, not so much worried about what happens, happens. But Armageddon, yeah. I mean, being wiped out, it's actually should be a big fear. Yeah. Being fooled by fake news, number 76. So these are bigger fears than ghosts. Being fooled by fake news, number 76. Wow. At 17.5%. Bigger than ghosts. Technology I don't understand is number 75 at 17.8%. Maybe I will read all these. These are fun. Number 74, large volcanic eruption, 18.6%. 73 is sexual assault by someone you know, 19.2%. That's valid. Small enclosed places. So just remember the last poll we did. That's number 72 at 19.8%. Antifa. That's a fear. 20.7%. And then number 70. People are just 0.1% more afraid of Antifa at 20.8%. Of demons. Demons. So more people are afraid of demons than ghosts, or God for that matter. Murder by someone you know, 21%. That's valid, I guess, because you never know. You never know. Yeah, you never know. Illegal immigration. Really? 21.5%. Insects and arachnids. That's spiders, bees, etc. Again, aren't those animals? I don't know. Number 67, 22.6. So if spiders and bees are that high, what is more fearful than bees? Or murder by somebody that you know, or demons? What could possibly be a bigger fear? Well, number 66, how poetic. Add another six there, because it's the devil or Satan, whatever you want to call him or her. I don't know. 23.1%. I think kind of jammed in the middle between the devil and Satan and hell is actually 64 at 23.7%. But jammed in the middle, actually tied. No, it's not tied. 65 is 23.5%. So again, this is jammed between hell and the devil and Satan. The number 65, fear, is walking alone at night. I don't know about that one. I don't know about that one. Then 63, stalking. Okay. I mean, you have deep lakes and oceans. So people are more afraid of deep lakes and oceans than they are of God, of demons, of walking alone at night, spiders, bees, God, and ghosts, and flying for that matter. Well, I guess flying in deep lakes and oceans kind of go together, because if you crash, odds are pretty good. You're probably going to crash into a lake or an ocean, and you're kind of messed up. Public speaking, number 59. Yeah, well, I get it. A lot of people don't like to do this kind of stuff. I get it. 26.2%. And that's, we're not even halfway through this list, folks. Don't worry. I'm gonna wind it up pretty soon here. Dying. Yes, dying is an actual fear. You have nothing to fear because you die, you're dead. I mean, supposedly better things happen, so there's nothing you can do. I mean, if you're dying, you have no control, so you just... It is what it is, I guess. I don't know what else to say. 27.9% of respondents are fearful of that. But yeah, you'd think that would be much higher. Because you go above the next few, which are racial hate crimes. Mugging, number 51. So more people are afraid of this than dying. Than sexual assault by a stranger. Devastating blizzards, winter storms, police brutality, public speaking, deep lakes, oceans, hell, the devil, Satan, illegal immigration, murder by somebody you know, demons, ghosts. Large volcanic eruptions are also on there too, but no. More people are scared of sharks. Sharks are number 51. Just behind murder by a stranger. I don't know. This is kind of weird. Here's a legitimate one. Number 48, computers releasing people, replacing people in the workforce. It's coming. It's coming. It's actually tied with devastating wildfires. Just jump in the ocean. You won't have to worry about that. Devastating earthquakes, devastating floods, militia, patriot movement. These are good ones. Government use of drones on the U.S. Devastating hurricane. Sure. Absolutely. Theft of property, heights. Heights is a big one, I guess. It's a pretty tall order to beat the fear of heights, I suppose. Being unemployed is number 40. Number 39, devastating tornado. 38, break-ins. 37, a nuclear accident or meltdown. 36 is weird. Losing my data, photos, or other important documents in a disaster. Well, I lost my computer, and that was a disaster. I got over it. Iran using nuclear weapons, number 35. Number 30 is Korea. Should state North Korea using nuclear weapons. Terrorism is number 29. 28, random mass shooting. These are really good things here. Then we get into 26. credit card fraud. 42.6% of people. I don't know. And then you have nuclear weapons attack at 25. Terrorist attack, 23. I don't know what the difference between a terrorist attack and terrorism. That's got to be pretty close. Oil spills. That's scary. Number 22. I don't know. Unless you're drinking the ocean water or paying for a lot of gas, I guess. I don't know. Biological warfare is up there. Top 20, number 20. Being hit by a drunk driver, number 19, I guess because you have no control over that. Government tracking of personal data, number 18. Number 17, corporate tracking of personal data. Number 16, identity theft, which is other things in there that are similarly related to that. Number 15, economic or financial collapse. Number 14, white supremacists. 49.3% of people fear that. 49.3% also fear Islamic extremists. And number 12, the U.S. will be involved in another world war. Just over half of people, 51.6%. We can get to cyber terrorism, number 11, high medical bills, number 10, global warming and climate change, number 9, extinction of plant and animal species, 54%. I mean, no offense, but I'm fine with rhinos being extinct if that means I can live or I have to see a ghost. I mean, that's fine. Air pollution, number 7, people I love dying. Number 6, people I love becoming seriously ill. Number 5, I guess you'd rather see them die than get seriously ill for a long period of time, I suppose. Not having enough money for the future, number 4. Number 3, pollution of drinking water. Number 2, pollution of oceans, rivers, and lakes. And the number 1 fear by 73.6% of people, corrupt government officials, which is actually the third year in a row that that was number 1. But it's gone up. 3 years ago, 2016, it was 60.6%. And now it's 73.6%. Scary. Scary stuff. So what are you afraid of? Does this kind of match what you're afraid of? I guess it would be kind of hard to rank all these. If I had to go through and rank my top 94, I'll probably be sitting here for a couple of weeks. That's really spooky, scary stuff. Got one more story in line here. I know it's time to go. The music's playing. You guys are getting ready to go. But anyway, one last story that I want to cover before next week comes to you from the Huffington Post. Now, it's not every day that you hear that someone has been charged with witchcraft, and it's certainly not something that you would think would happen here in North America. Yet a 32-year-old woman from Milton, Ontario, Canada, those Canadians, was recently arrested last Thursday. She was charged with extortion and fraud over $5,000 and pretending to practice witchcraft, or more specifically, witchcraft fortune-telling. Now, the woman, Dorothy Medina Stevenson, was arrested after a 5-month investigation where it was discovered that one victim is said to have been taken for more than $60,000 from the fraudulent psychic. Now, yeah, you might remember I've talked about this before. This is sadly something that I've similar stories that I've covered here on the show, the Paranormal News Insider, for quite a long time. It's just, it's amazing. And it's scary, but it can happen to anybody. You know, we think that these people are foolish, or how dumb do they have to be? But believe me, I've met people that have fallen for this. And these were normally good, rational, solid-minded people. It doesn't take much. It just takes the right person to catch this person at the wrong time, or maybe at the right time, and just get this information out of them. And get them to believe that they're the only way that can help them. And trust me, it's we sit here and we judge. We say, gosh, there's no way. People have to be really, really idiotic to fall for this stuff. But believe me, a lot of people fall for the stuff that probably wouldn't necessarily fall for it if they were in the right frame of mind at the time. Detective Sergeant Dave Constantini explained a little bit as to how and why this happens and why more people don't come forward through a press release accompanying the story, where Constantini says, quote, "What we typically see is a tendency for perpetrators to take advantage of persons when they are in their most vulnerable state. Victims are manipulated into believing something bad will happen to them unless they remit cash. When victims cannot be squeezed any longer, the perpetrators rely on the victim's embarrassment in not contacting police," unquote. Now, Section 365 of Canada's Criminal Code defines witchcraft in the context of fraud as, quote, "Everyone who pretends to exercise or to use any kind of witchcraft, sorcery, enhancement, or conjuration undertakes for a consideration to tell fortunes or pretend from his skill or in knowledge of occult or crafty science to discover where or in what manner anything that is supposed to have been stolen or lost may be found," unquote. Quite the definition. Now, this isn't the first time that this seldom used law has been used to punish victims. I've actually talked about this before here on the show, emanating from Canada. Other past cases include a Spanish newspaper producer in Toronto who promised to lift a woman's family curse for a mere $14,000. A Mississauga man who in 2013 had charges dropped after he agreed to pay $23,000 in restitution to his two victims. A 2009 Toronto woman convinced a lawyer to fork over tens of thousands of dollars by claiming she was the manifestation of his dead sister. I remember that one. That was an interesting one. Legislators have proposed to taking this out of the obsolete provision of fraudulent pretending to practice witchcraft, Section 365, in the proposed Bill C-51. They want to get rid of this because it's an obsolete thing. I mean, come on. It's 2018. We're talking about witchcraft for... it would also eliminate the offense for challenging someone to a duel, which is Section 71. I mean, what's the fun in that? However, many feel that this minor law can help thwart would-be thieves who prey on others for money, although this law has been used as needed by authorities, and it could be applied to a lot of people that are just, just regular run-of-the-mill psychics who really aren't out to get thousands of dollars for people, just providing entertainment, basically, for people. Instead of being used as an enforceable law for any related offense. If it were, I mean, just imagine how many ghost hunting groups would be serving time right now in Canada. Yes. So again, next week, here on the Paranormal News Insider, you're going to have a special Halloween edition. Might have some news, might just be some entertaining stuff for the season, the holiday of Halloween. And again, the week after that, I'm going to be taking a vacation, so I'll see you, middle of November. My goodness, what are you guys going to do? So yeah, I'll be back on November 13th, Tuesday the 13th. So I'll see you Tuesday, the 13th, but for now, keep your eyes in the skies, your ears in the woods, the hair standing on the back of your neck, and always keep your mind slightly ajar. And above all else, don't stop believing. For the Paranormal News Insider, this is Dr. Brian D. Parsons reporting.